We have a Gemara Brachas on Davov that says, "Ein tefilas shel adam nishmas el bebeis haknesses." So the first nice thing is the Gemara just a Eitz HaTayva? Like, who doesn't want the tefilas to be answered? So the Gemara is telling you, you want your tefilas to be answered. It's the Eitz HaTayva, daven bebeis haknesses. Or is there some sort of mitzvah and chiv being implied in the Gemara? That ain't philosophy shall adam nishmas el bebeis haknesses, and therefore it's something you have to do. As she explains to Joshua, that the Shmuel Levino Tefila, this is a makam of Rina Memela, that's the place where Tefilas is Nishmas. Another Shaila which needs Ian is the Gemara is saying there's a Maila Beis HaKnesses. We're going to soon try to understand what is this Maila Beis HaKnesses. But if there is a Maila Beis HaKnesses, is this Maila only in a gay when a Yochid is davening? And since he doesn't have the maila of a tziba, he's missing 10, so he needs a bimkayim. So there's another way how to get tefilas nishmas, another way, maybe even we'll see in a second, to get a tziba, me'ein a tefila b'tziba, is to daven in a makam yuchat for tefilas rabim. But if a guy's davening b'asara, he's it, he's by the top. You can't pour, when the water's on top of the cup, can't add more. You're trying to get tziba dik. So we're going to see eitzas, shosha tzibas mispalim is epis, and maybe even the Lashon HaGemara, the Gemara's Lashon is, ain't tefilah shel Adam nishmas, shel Adam, Adam prati, when you're davening by yourself, it's not nishmas, unless you're in a Beis HaKnesses. But a 10 doesn't need a Beis HaKnesses. This is, that's going to be a 100 times, you make a Shev Brachas at home. You finish Shev Brachas, who doesn't have a mouth? We made a Chanukah party in our house to see it. Not Chanukah party, we had a brunch, that mincha. Where? In my playroom? In my living room? A chasana? Who doesn't have my chasana? So very nice, we have a minion, but we don't have a basic nessus. So is that a b'di'evad? Is there a big, I don't want to call it b'di'evad, but is there a bigger mila to go to a shul to get the basic nessus? Or once you have a sari, you buy the shmitz? Now, there's another issue, which maybe chasana takes care of, but there's revam. In a shul, you'll have the mile of revam. In your house, maybe you just come 10, 12, 13. So Ma'ariv in the chasen, Adra, maybe have revam there. But in a regular, revam about to get into the picture too. But that's clearly sick. I'm saying now with handing Hachas Tfila B'tzibadik, would this Gemara Beis HaKnesses, would it imply that you have to go to a shul even when you have 10? Or it's only referring to a yachid that doesn't have the mile of tziba? Now, Rav Moshe, who's there must be earlier sources too, but from our tshuvas, from the people behind the shita, that tefilah b'tziba is not a maila, it's not just, whoa, I'm being a great guy, but it's a chiv like any chiv drabanan, something you have to do. And again, the mechab uses the lashon of yishtadl, but Moshe says yishtadl is not a diik, that it doesn't mean it's a chayv, and he brings a raya for the fact that the Gemara says, there's a din of dalad mil, one mil, you have to go, when I don't have to do anything. It's just a mila, and if it's a mila, it's a mila to go 10 mil. But where's the Ashid Dalad mil? If it's a chiv, so there's a chiv Dalad. If to a Dalad, there's no chiv. But if there's no chiv in the first place, there's nothing wrong with going more to Dalad mil. So Tarot says, it just means no chiv. That means till Dalad mil is a chiv. And Moshe's mechich from here, that Tfil B'tziv is a chiv, gomel, like any other mitzvah rabbah. Rav Moshe touches up, what's the yisayr of this chiv? So Rav Moshe says that the yisayr of the chiv is that we mechiv to daven b'ofen shet filos in Nishmas. Part of tefillah is that your tefillah should be nishmas b'neibishta. And if Chazal tell you what's going to make your tefillah nishmas, you mechuyif to do it to get a tefillah nishmas. So ibazai, we have a right to borrow Rav Moshe's yisoid and say who didn't obey sakneses. Even though the Gemara just says ain't tefillah nishmas el obey sakneses, but the Rav Moshe says when something's an ingredient to say this is going to make your tefillah nishmas, that could become yichiv because you mechuyif to daven by tefillah nishmas. You have to be magdurit. I mean, every little mile of Tfilas Nishmas is that become a chiv basic. But the musig we see, and mele, it's yitachin, that just like there's a chiv daven b'tziba, there's a chiv daven in a basic knesses, and to get Tfilas Nishmas, the taka becomes a mitzvah and a chiv. That's the Gemara and Davov. And we'll come back to the shayla we asked, is there a mile of basic knesses only by yachid, or is it only by tziba? We're gradually going to soon see the tzad the other way around, that the whole mila of Beis HaKnesses is only Beis Sarah. There are those, there is Shitas Rishayim that hold that there's no Ma'il of Yochad Avinu in Beis HaKnesses. The Ma'il is Dafka Asara. And the and that Shita would be that when you daven with Asara, the Shechina is Kayim. The Shechina needs a place to be. The Shechina has a Beis HaMikdash. So it has a Mikdash Ma'at. So the richtige Sache is when you davening with Tziba and the Shechina is there, you need a place for the Mokum Kovet for the Shechina. So you need a Beis HaKnesses. But if you daven with Yechidus, the Shechina is not there. The Shechina is not there, so you can daven Yehaz, you daven the Shul, no Maila. And the whole Maila of Asar is Paket. Beis HaKnesses is Dafka of Asar. Okay. The Gemara in Abay Dezer, the Dalam Beis, is Mavua. That is a different Maila. And that's the Maila of Shoshet Sibim Mesfalan. And so the way the Magen Avraham is Magdir, this Indian is as follows. You're davening in your house, and the tzibah is davening. And this is what comes out of the Gemara of the Zohar. It's come out, Mavu in the Gemara like that. I'm saying Magen Avraham, and then there's a tzlach, and then we'll see Magen Avraham argues on that. That I'm davening in my house, and the tzibah is davening. I have to be davening the same tefillah as the tzibah. If I'm davening Shach, they're davening Musaf, it's garnished. Nothing. I'm davening Bichidus. I did davening Oshman Esrei, no Shachris. If they're davening Shachris, I'm davening Shachris, so there's a new Maila called Shoshat Tzib Mesbalan. Now, Abada, it's not Mamsh Tzvila B'tzibah. Tzvila B'tzibah is Tzvila Sin Hashmath. Taisa says, Shoshat Tzib Mesbalan has the Maila Eina Tzvila Nidcha. It's not going to get pushed around so quick. So it's better than Stamat Tzvila Ba'alma when davening Bichidus, which easily could be pushed away. But it's three levels. There's the highest level of Tfilah B'tzibah Mamish, there's a low level of Shoshah Tzibah Mesfalan, then there's a level of Tfilah B'chidus. And Tfilah Nishmas is B'tzibah, Ein HaTfilah Nitcha is B'Shoshah Tzibah Mesfalan, and the Tfilah B'yachid is in big danger of being Nitcha. Much bigger din on it, if there's Kavana, and if you have Slusim, and Ander Azachim. But the Gemara is Mavua, and the Magen Avraham expresses this clearly, that it's only a Maila when you're doing the exact same tefillah. We'll get back to this, the Tzlach's Knech to this. Now, Tosfos had a different girsa in the Gemara Davav and Brachas. We had Eina Tefillah Nishmas Elu B'Beis HaKnesses. Tosfos's girsa in the Gemara was Eina Tefillah Nishmas Elu B'Tzibah. And different, according to quote Tosfos, is he saying only Tziba? Or is he saying Bebeis HaKnesses B'Tziba? If he's saying Bebeis HaKnesses B'Tziba, we would have the first Makar clear that even when Davin Basar, there's a Maila Bebeis HaKnesses. But if he just means B'Tziba, so he's saying, it didn't say Bebeis HaKnesses, it's just B'Tziba. It's just telling you that Tfilas Tziba is Nishmas. There are those that say, even if it says Bebeis HaKnesses is a fancy way of saying Tziba. Because Bebeis HaKnesses has a Tziba. So it's just, I don't know why he didn't say Tziba is a dick. But the Ikka point is, Eina Tzilas Nishmas El B'Tziba. It says Beis HaKnesses, because Beis HaKnesses is the place that you have a Tziba. Okay. Tur seems to have an opinion on this last shmuz. Tur says, Lo Yispal Odom El B'Beis HaKnesses, Lo Yispal Odom El B'Beis HaKnesses Ema Tziba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eina Tzilas Nishmas El B'Beis HaKnesses, Pirish im atziba. So there are two ways I read. I thought one way was for sure. As I'm talking now, maybe I'm hearing that you go both ways. But to me, it sounded first like he was saying that the Gemara's lashon was like we have Beis HaKnesses, and the taich of Beis HaKnesses is betziba. And he's saying the whole Maila is tefillah betziba. Maybe he means it says Beis HaKnesses. Pirish, the size have Beis HaKnesses, you have to have a Tziba too. And then he means both. Okay, I'm going to put this to the side. It's not 100% clear what he holds. Okay, I'm not going to get to where we want to get to. The Beis Yosef, the Bach, the Meduktuk, the Tzadon that we were handling before, is if you're davening B'Yichidus, do you need a Beis HaKnesses? If you're davening B'Asara, do you need a Beis HaKnesses? All the different Tzadon that we had that may be Fakert, maybe a census only to get by Sarah, or Fakert, if you have a Sarah, you don't need a basic census, only to get by Dan Bichidus. These are the Tzadim that come out from the Bises with Bach and the Tur, Ein Sham, Vedaik. Okay. The Gemara in Brachas and the Zayin of the Days.
Quite to the Tzad that basic census needs
Tzibor. Right. Ah, yes, I guess they're learning that 10 people get is a makamina. That's what 10 people biachad. They do rina biachad. Doesn't mean a makam, but it means the place where 10 people are davening. So you got to say. Okay. The Gemara Brachas Daf Zayin Amud Beis is mavua that the best way to daven is asara in a Beis HaKnesses. And now again. The Gemara, someone didn't come to daven, said, yes, why didn't you come to shul? Then after they said, why don't you bring 10 to your house? So it sounds like, even with 10, shul is better. So it sounds like that Gemara that even 10 needs Beis HaKnesses. But it could be, there's no raya, I'm saying it was big tercha, the Gemara says, to bring 10 to his house. So the first reaction was come to shul, like a normal being. 10 people don't go to houses, where are you getting 10 people to come to your house? So they said, come to shul. Then he said, I was shvach, I couldn't come. Okay, we've come to you. So again, I don't think you can bring a riot from there that there's a mile of 10 in a Beis Knesses. Maybe 10 is good by itself. But in the Chesh, the words of the Gemara, there's 10 in a Beis Knesses, then there's 10 out of Beis Knesses. And then the Gemara talks about the Indian of davening in your house when the tzivah is davening. B'shar tzivah is found, somewhat we saw in the Gemara by the Zara. List is the Gemara Chulin that we spoke about. The Gemara talks about Dalad Milin, and some Yishayim learned the Gemara that it's for Tayus Hayadayim. You have to walk Dalad Mil to clean your hands for davening, and others learn it means for Tila B'tziba. Now Taisus, the Lashon of the Gemara is. They have to go Dalad Mil. The Lashon is Rashi. So when Rashi teaches the Gemara, when Rashi says you have to go Dalad Mil for Beis HaKnesses, Tosfos when he quotes Rashi says you have to go Dalad Mil for Tefillah B'Tziba. Because you can declare the same every time you find the Inyan, you start going. Maybe the only time you have to go Dalad Mil is for the Shpitz Mila of Asara B'Beis HaKnesses. What about Asara in a house? You're in Vermont and for the summer, and there's a minion in someone's house of 10 people. Do you have to go Dalad Mil? You're not getting Beis Knesses anyway. Fasara. So the Lashon of Rashi was Beis HaKnesses. Taisus says Basara. Because again, it could be Beis HaKnesses just means Beis HaKnesses of Asara. Now, it could be you have to go Dalad Mil for a Beis HaKnesses Asara, but if there's only Asara, you have to go for that too. Now, Yishlacha. Let's say there's no minion, but there's a shul. There's a mile of davening in a shul. Bichidus. Should you have to go Dalad Mil for a mile of a shul? The Indian of a shul is the Indian of it's me'ein tefillah b'tziba. So do you have to go Dalad Mil to get the mile of Beis HaKnesses? Doesn't say that. Yishlachka. Because the musig is there. We have to go Dalad Mil for the Indian tefillah b'tziba. So how big of the Indian tefillah b'tziba is mechayev to go Dalad Mil? We only find it fasara. Rashi sounds like only Beis HaKnesses. Taisa says even out of Beis HaKnesses. Well, Claren, what about for the mile of the Makim Shatzim Mesbalan?
What Shatz Beis HaKnesses is?
A Makim Yuchud Latvila. Makim Yuchud Latvila. Yuchud Latvila. Tila's Rabbi. Right. Okay. Huh? I don't know. Dini Beis HaKnesses. If they find Hilchus Beis HaKnesses over there.
Some of these places, they rent the place.
Yeah, for 2 weeks. It's not a Makim Mitzvah. Maybe I hear it. Maybe that's what the makom tefillah. That's the shaitz only for one tefillah a day. Like, and they do other things in the shul. Yeah, but if it's only for that, they do other things. They also it's not pasha. That's not a sugya. That's Hilchus Beis HaKnesses. You have to know what's kadeya. It has to be every day, once a week, Shabbos, Lane. It's so many different pratim to that. That's
not tefillah s'rabim. Seems like it's
about
the tefillahs of the
rabbin on the Shema. I understand, but what's called the tefillahs of the rabbin? When? Because they daven there for 2 weeks? it's machmiruch tefilas rabbim. I would think not.
Maybe.
I would think not. Yeah. Okay. The Mishabura in Simon Tzadik, Sivkan Chav Zayin, says that even if you're davening Basara, it's Odif Basara Bebeis HaKnesses. So Mishabura Paskin Zal Shaila. That means you're making a Shevi Brachus, and now you want to have Ma'ariv, and there's that one guy who doesn't want to go, and everyone's angry at him. Don't be angry at him. He's doing right. Okay? He wants to go to Shul. As I Paskin Chav Tzayin. Now Mishabura is quoting the Magen Avraham. You look up the Magen Avraham, Magen Avraham says, you know why? Atzureivam Hadras Melech. Fetchi Prima Gadim, why are you zuching new clothes to Gemara's Rebbe Hadras Melech? We pass in Rabbeinu Yoina that there's a mile davening in a shul, this Rabbeinu Yoina Shita, that even a yachid is a mile davening in a basic Knesses. I mean, that was a shaila. I don't talk to get, but that was we gave all the stardom. Rabbeinu Yoina Shita was the Shita that even if a guy's be yachid, you should daven in a basic Knesses. So look at Prima Gadim, so you see there's a mile of basic Knesses in itself. So why would the Magen Avraham say, you know, we have to go to shul because Revam, you have to go to shul because there's a mile of Tzibah Tziba and there's a mile of Beis HaKnesses. So of course you got to go to shul. So I think there's a very geshmak way of understanding the Magen Avraham. If you look in the Rambam, you look in the Rishonim when they talk about the mile of a shul. I was merambus with this before that the mile is the mabit. Beis HaLukim says take that out. We always understand the Levad Mabit, something else. We always understand the Ma'il of a Shul is a place that's a makim for Tzvil Shabbam, it has chshivas. The Nesayra for Tvila, it's a makim kaddish, it's a midrash ma'at, it has all the ma'ilas. The Rishonim say the ma'il is, what's the ma'il of Shosha, it's even Mispalim? I'm davening at the time that the tzibah is davening. What's the mile? So I'm tzurish self to the tzibah. So it's me'ein denir tefillah b'tzibah. There's a new way how to get tefillah b'tzibah. I could daven in the room with 10 people, or I'm in my house, but at the same time 10 people are davening, ich bin tzurish self to the tefillah, so it's epesh tefillah b'tzibah. The mile of a shul is, just like there's a zman that the tzibah is davening, there's Kedushat Hazman in the world. There's a Mokim Shehatzib Misbalin. You know what the Ma'il of this shul is? That today, yesterday, a week ago, 10 people davened here at this Mokim. Now, I'm davening, ich bin zugestellt, to the minute that davens here, even though no one's here now. So the Ma'il of the shul is that it's episode Tzvila B'tzibah. So the Magen Avraham held that if you have 10, Avada, Rabbi Yonishit is even a Yochid that can't daven b'tziba, at least daven in the shul, of course, because he doesn't have tefillah b'tziba. But if someone has a gangster tefillah b'tziba, he's davening basara, so he's better shmitz. So he has to get the main, he has to also get shosha tefillah b'tziba. He's everything, because he's davening with a minion. So he takes daven in his house. Okay, there's no mile of Revam Hadras Melech. Revam, there's a lot of Hadras. When yeah, Revam, it's a big tercha, and I don't know, whatever the cheshma could be, there's things to work with when you get out of Revam. But mitzad the Mishabura, you read the Mishabura, I read the Mishabura before I looked up the Magen Avraham, he doesn't say, Mishabura just quotes Magen Avraham, you should go to shul. Oh, go to shul. I thought, oh, here we go, because it's Ma'al Beis HaKnesses. It's not what he's saying. And people go to him, yes, why not? So we're saying a pshat, maybe why not? What? Sima Shas. You have Roivam, right, Alamailus. No, it's a bigger Revam, but it's Sima Shas. It would be a mile of Beis HaKnesses. We're trying to say there's no mile of Beis HaKnesses. That's what we're trying to say in Tom Gorman, it's only a mile of Revam. So Mela, in that case, we'd better. Chvesish, maybe to be Oiker, the New York Knicks. Maybe it doesn't work. I don't know. That's a trade to Shiloh. Yeah, but if you don't need Akira, then we're good. Could be. And Sima Shas has that, right. Yeah, it's a Rashi in Masechet Tainus says. If one person in Tziba that has good kavana, he takes the whole Tziba up with you. That's the best thing. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. That's started the whole mile of it on Chas Shom. Let me just figure out one thing. The Tzlach has a dakas tikkun chiluk, and the Mishabura paskins the Tzlach. And I think there's a mistake that we made. I made the mistake, so I'm guessing I don't want to be the only person in the world to make the mistake. So I'm going to say it's an easy mistake to make in the Mishnah Berurah. But it goes like this. Mishnah Berurah writes, I'm going to find my paper and a plate, so it's somewhere here, and one of it's brought down in the booklet, that if someone davens shachris in shul, when the tzibah is davening musaf, it's tzibah b'tzibah. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. It's tzibah b'tzibah. Who's his makar? Tzlach. So you got to look up the tzlach if you want to see what he said. The tzlach says as follows. He's coming off the Gemara in Chulin, or whichever that Gemara was, with the Magad Avraham, that the Indian of Bishasha Siv Misvalon, you have to daven the same tefillah. And the Gemara was Mavua, that if I'm davening Shachar, I'm davening Musaf, doesn't work. Comes the Tzlach and says, that's only because you're not there. You're in your house and they're in Shul. Let's say you're in Shul with them. And you're holding shachris and they're holding musaf. Zot tzlach, since you with them, listen very careful to his words, since you with them and they're davening, zot tzlach, even if they're davening psuki de zimra or halal, there's no mile of musaf because it's Shemoneh Esrei. If the tzibah is praying together, a tefillah, Indian tefillah, and you're with them and you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, that is the chashivas of Shah Shatsiba Mispalin. That means even though the Gemara said it has to be the same tefillah, and your shachris and Muslim doesn't work, that's because you're home and you're not in the shul. So the tzlach and the Mishmur paskins this. If you're with them in the shul, then even if you're doing different tefillahs, then he says, Lavdasko Musaf. It's not Shemoneh Esrei. They're doing Ashrei Voltzin. You came late. They're in the middle of Ashrei Voltzin. Oh, you want to daven Shemoneh Esrei? You have to mile Shah Shatsiba Mispalin. So there's a kula and a chumra here. The kula is, it's lav dafka to daven musaf. You don't need Rosh Chodesh for this. If you come to shul late and you daven Shemoneh Esrei, when you're doing Ashrei Voltzin, you're doing something very big. You have the mile of Bitzah Knesset and you have the mile of, here's the Chumra of Shah Shatziba Mispalim. If you look at the words of the Mishnah Berurah, he says that when you're davening Shach, the davening musaf, it's called Tfilas Hasibur, not Tfilah Bitzibur. Don't think he's saying that Shachris and Musaf is Tfilah Bitzibur. It's not true. That's a Gemara that it's not Tfilah B'tzibah. It's 100% not Tfilah B'tzibah. And the Tzlach says, Lav Dafka Musaf. It's more than Baruch Shama or Asher Voltzin. And what all it is since you're in the shul, it's Tfilah Hatzibah, it's Shash Shatzibah Mispalin. So it's a Chumra and a Kula. That means you don't need Musaf. But don't think even with Musaf, it's Tfilah B'tzibah. It was a Kula, you don't need Musaf. But it's a Chumra that even when you have Musaf, it's not Tfilah B'tzibah. Tfilah B'tzibah needs exactly Tfilah. They bring B'shem Rav Chaim, that Yel Shach and Musaf is Tfilah B'tzibah. When you're there. That's what B'chaim Shita. B'chaim Shita is that it's Tfilah B'tzibah. Now, the Magen Avraham himself argues on the Tzlach in Tfilas Mincha, in the Reish Lamed, and the Magen Avraham says that if you're in the shul and you're davening Shach, davening Musaf, it's nothing. It's nothing. Because he has no chilk if he's in the shul and not in the shul. See, all he has is the Gemara, where was that Gemara? Wherever it was, I can't remember what it was. All he has is that Gemara that says it's got to be the same tefillah. And there's no mile in the shul, so this whole tzlach that the Rebbe Paskins like is not like a Magen Avraham. It's a pellet, the Mishmur is not saying that it's like a Magen Avraham. But the Magen Avraham says clearly, even if you're in the shul, it is no good. It's got to be the exact same tefillah. Kolshkin, he says, Mincha Ma'ariv. That's like the worst. You come to the Chassidus, but their night, that day, don't tefillah, don't go together. They keep away from that. But even Shachz and Musaf, the Magen Avraham says, is not going to be good. Okay. Just one. The last thing is, Lamaisa the Emek Bracha argues on Ramosha, and he holds Yishtadl means it's not a chiv of Tfilah B'tzibah, and it's just the Indian. And it always bothered me. Lamaisa the Ramosha's raya seems to be a raya atzuma from Dalad Mill. Lamaisa it's a pelvic avach. They bring down in the Ian Bavad, and they gave it a new name now. Rav Chashmaitza used to be Ian Bavad. That a Maril that's mamish nerv and erais. Maril says that, I don't know the Indian of Eruvei Tchumin well enough, but there's Eruvei Tchumin you're only allowed to do by Makam Mitzvah. You can't stop doing it, only for Makam Mitzvah. And different mitzvahs they're allowed to do it for. Dr. Maril, someone said you could do it for Tfilah B'tzibah. Dr. Maril, chas v'shalom. You could have michids. It's a mile ago, but shkichiv. And the male, you can't do it. You're not allowed to do it for Tefillah B'Tzibah. He says, but clear, like the Emek Bracha is saying, that it's not a... Now, the bottom of the Maril brings to look up the Chavzir, and you get a chance to look at it. It sounds like the Chavzir also goes like this, unless it goes not like this, I don't know. I ain't sure. But you have Maril again. Now, the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Truman brings the Maril and argues on him. Now, you have to know how to learn the Magen Avraham. Max Shekel sounds like he's arguing him because it's a Chiv. The other, it's you're talking, you can argue because it's a mile, and for a mile also maybe you have a heft of Reuven and Chilmon to get the gvaldik mile to the Tefillah B'Shabbat. I don't know if you have to argue on the fact that it's not a chiyuv. Machshav Shekel names on that he's arguing and going like the other day it's a chiyuv. But my it's a god grace of machlokes. How do you look at Tefillah B'Tzibah or not? I just the Misayim Ephraim, if you're sleeping, you got to wake up for this, okay? Because you were very quiet today. Maybe because you knew I was late, and you want me to be too late. But finally, we found the Das Torah. If you look at the end of the booklet over here, because there is one time where Tefillah B'Tzibah is a Chayiv Deraisa, and we spoke out on Yom Tov. Also, Makori Kodesh, there's a Chayiv Deraisa to Davin B'Tzibah. So it's Mamish a Chayiv Deraisa, Makori Kodesh, and there's a Tzad you learn the Rambam properly. Even in the Beis HaKnesses could be Deraisa. So a long time ago, I said who than Shabbos. Ephraim argued vehemently. I yelled back so loud, and he was 100% right. All we could find was Yom Tov, not Shabbos. And we searched and searched. The last time I was moited to him, the Torah brings down that it's within Shabbos. And he brings down a Magen Avraham, which I didn't get a chance to look at because I found it right before I came, so I didn't look it up. But he brings a Magen Avraham in Eish L'Avraham in Hilchos Tzaddik that says it's within Shabbos. Whether it's a Magen Avraham or not, it's Zicha Das Torah B'Zhan Arav. And therefore we have someone saying that Shabbos and Yom Tov, Asara, and Pashas Beis HaKnesses is the Chiyuv Deraisa, Afal Velas with Rekach.
Okay. Who? Maril's
obviously
arguing on that too.
He's on Shabbos. Oh, wow. He's saying unbelievable, don't turn it off. He's saying Maril is talking about Tchumen, so it's Shabbos.
Or
Yom Tov. And he says, still, there's not a mitzvah, he sees arguing on the Ramban. Okay, it's Ramban's Chiddush, that's Meridic a point. Very good point. Yes.
Just to be from Chaim, I heard it from us as a Maisa.